Know what day today is? It is Friday. Woohoo! And
Rafer's
we're here on
here.
The takeaway. That means we talk about movies. Today we're celebrating the Tribeca Film Festival, which kicked off Wednesday night with Shrek Forever After Tribeca, our neighbor down here in Lower Manhattan.
Right.
Just 9 years old, the downtown New York Festival attracts some of the biggest film distribution companies, actors, directors, media outlets, and here is Rafer Guzman to talk to us about what we should be looking for in the theaters this summer. Rafer, takeaway movie contributor and Newsday writer. Okay, Tribeca, first of all. What's the big deal about Tribeca?
I think Tribeca has a lot of goodwill, I think, as a film festival, partly because of its, you know, it was founded, part of its mission was to help revitalize that area after 9/11.
To lure people downtown
and lure
who
people
were
back.
Not coming at that point.
Exactly, exactly. And so I think there's a lot of goodwill toward it for that reason. And I also think it's always been a fairly audience-friendly festival, not a real egghead festival the way some are. And I think they want to be very inclusive. They've always had a lot of family events at the festival.
Right. And it's a hot ticket here in New York City, I must
say. It definitely
is.
And I think obviously because of Robert De Niro's involvement,
right.
I think
right.
he's the guy that brings in all the, you know,
sure.
all the famous the bold-faced names.
Okay, let's get to your films. You've picked out some films that you are most excited about.
Yes.
And I'm sort of interested that the first one is Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work.
Yes.
Every time I write a joke, I try to remember to get it on a card. Why should a woman cook so her husband can say, my wife makes a delicious cake to some hooker? People think it comes so easily. They have no idea that what you're doing is a terrifically difficult thing to do.
Astounding career Joan Rivers has had. And yet, Rafer, I must say, all of her talk about her cosmetic surgery, she's
yes.
been so open. Don't we kind of know enough about her already?
I think that's possible, but I also feel that most of the time when you see Joan Rivers, she is packaged in some way. You know, whether it's on a reality TV show or whatever, she's done up, she's made up. This movie opens up with her literally makeup free. It's an opening scene of her face, no makeup.
For
makeup
that
being
reason
a
not
alone,
a horror, not a horror flick.
John,
sorry.
Why be mean?
Don't talk, John. Okay, Joan Rivers sounds interesting. So
I think
Joan
so too.
Rivers naked, as it were.
And but... I'll name drop here. I was chatting with Bob De Niro, and he personally recommended this film. This was one of the few films that he pointed out and named.
Ask him about John's trivia? Never mind.
Okay. I should have.
The next one you're going to recommend, a Depression era story, Robert Duvall and Bill Murray. It's called Get Low.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, after a funeral,
boy, are you in luck. Solid pecan, steel handles, whatever you want.
Party.
A what?
A funeral party. And I want to be there.
You will be, I guarantee.
I want to be there now.
Alive? You want to have a funeral party while you're alive so you can go?
Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, don't we all? So is this a comedy? Is it a drama? What?
It is a comedy. There's some dramatic aspects to it. He's this kind of backwoods recluse, Robert Duvall, who wants to throw his own funeral party. And in the process, some secrets about his past transgressions come out. And this one comes out in June. It's already got distribution, so we'll
called,
be seeing that one.
Get Low.
Get Low.
Okay.
Good.
Now we have Undine starring Colin Farrell. Let's listen.
Once upon a time.
Does it always have to be once upon a time?
I was a fisherman. He was pulling in his nets.
Is she a mermaid?
No.
Is she a silkie then?
What's a silkie?
She comes out of the sea, lives on land.
A silky, a mermaid, another mermaid movie, Rafer?
It's been a while since Splash.
Yeah.
That's true. That has been. Also, this is possibly this figure is a selkie. She's a mythical Irish creature. She's sort
By
of.
By the way, did that little girl make up that phrase, or is that a known?
That's
phrase?
A real phrase. Selkie. It's a real thing. Oh well, it's a known thing.
Right.
Yeah,
that's real.
Sort of a woman in a seal skin is what she is. She sheds the skin and then can put it back on to go back in the water.
Oh, you just got me. I'm going to watch this.
There
one.
You go.
Like
Neil
that.
Jordan directs this one, so
nice.
It could be good.
Okay, the fourth one you're recommending. Okay, fasten your seatbelts, folks. Fasten your seatbelts. This one is called Untitled Elliot Spitzer film. And by the way, the movie's not done yet. Here's a clip.
He didn't want anyone to know who he was. He was extremely paranoid. He knew that his entire political career was on the line. And ultimately, vice just took over virtue. He could not control himself. It's like, listen, man, if you are so worried about what you're doing, don't do it.
And that was the voice of the former CEO of the Emperor's Club VIP Escort Service, which is where the former governor, the ex-governor, got himself into so much trouble. Is this one going to be picked up?
That remains to be seen. You could look at it two ways. On the one hand, it's a very, very New York story. And there's a question of how, you know, how much people outside of New York.
I think the country knows about Elliot's
I definitely think the country knows, for sure. You know, I think being here in New York.
The Good Wife,
for
example.
Attention.
The Good Wife. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Also, this is an Alex Gibney film, the Oscar-winning director from Taxi to the Dark Side. It's a juicy story about politics and sex. So, I mean, you have to think that maybe it's going to get picked up.
That's something to think about. Did you think about our trivia question?
I did think about it.
All right, here we go. The co-starring with Robert De Niro from the Tribeca Film Festival has launched the movie careers of three huge actors. Okay, can you name them? Three movies, three actors.
I'm so bad at these. Okay.
Two boys and a girl.
Is one of them Christopher Walken from Deer Hunter?
Christopher Walken from Deer Hunter.
Ching, ching, ching.
We've got to play with more bullets.
More bullets than a gun. How many more bullets?
Three.
No!
All right, that's great.
I had to choose that scene.
Can you name another one?
Rebecca De Mornay, Raging Bull?
Interesting choice, but no.
Judges?
Joe Pesci, Raging Bull.
Okay.
It'll be a real jerk when we punch you in the face.
Hey, Joey, did I not tell you just to do it? Now I'm telling you, got to do it.
I ain't hitting you.
Now, I thought the easiest one would be this one. Jodie Foster in Taxi Driver.
When that cigarette burns out, your time is up.
How old are you? What's your name?
Easy.
Well, that's not any kind of name.
Well, that's easy to remember.
Yeah, but what's your real name?
I don't like my real name.
I object. I think she'd been in plenty of movies before that.
Her first adult movies.
I just want to tell our listeners that John is so excited about this trivia question. He is just, he's got
so
a grin
no one
from
on the staff
ear to
is
ear.
Speaking me.
And
me.
No, it's true. Well, listen, if you want more movies, Rafer's picks up on our, or will be on our site. He and our producer, Kristen Meinzer, sit down every week for their podcast, Movie Date.
So
this
don't
week,
miss podcast.
It's great. Yes.
I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Lynn Scherer, in for Celeste Headlee, and this is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.